If you can read people, you won't get played, and if you know how to respond, you won't get pushed. Most people walk through life confused by others, misreading signals, reacting too fast, or trusting the wrong people. But here's the truth. Everyone is always giving off signs. You just haven't been trained to notice them yet. This guide will change that. You're going to learn how to watch what others miss, how to listen beyond words, and how to stay one step ahead, not by speaking more, but by thinking clearer. This isn't guesswork. This is daily, practical skill. The way someone moves, how they sit, the tone they use, what they avoid, how they answer, all of it tells you exactly what they feel. When you understand people, you respond better, smarter, stronger. Start now. Learn to read people and respond like a pro. Chapter 1. Pay close attention to how people move and sit. You want to learn how to read people and respond like a pro. Then you start with the basics. And one of the most important basics is this: pay close attention to how people move and sit. You see, the way someone moves tells you what they're thinking long before they open their mouth. Their posture, the way they use their hands, how they shift in their chair, it all says something. Most people don't pay attention to these things. They're too distracted, too caught up in what they want to say next. But if you're serious about becoming better with people, if you want to improve how you understand and respond to others, you need to sharpen your awareness. You need to start watching people, not with judgment, but with quiet observation. When someone walks into the room, watch how they walk. Do they move quickly? Are their shoulders tense? Do they avoid eye contact? That's information. That's something real. A person who walks fast, head down, shoulders up, they might be anxious, they might be stressed. A person who strolls in slowly, calm and steady, is showing you something different. Maybe confidence, maybe control, maybe peace. You learn to pay attention to this, because if you miss how someone carries themselves, you're already behind in the conversation, before a single word is said. Now, how someone sits. This is another window into what's going on inside them. A person who leans back in their chair, arms crossed, legs stretched, maybe they're relaxed, or maybe they're closed off. You've got to look closer. Is their face soft or tight? Are their eyes focused on you or drifting around the room? A person who sits upright, leans in, hands on their lap, they're engaged. They want to be there. You feel that. You know that. Reading people is not magic. It's not a trick. It's patience. It's practice. And it starts with becoming still. Most people talk too fast, react too quickly, and miss everything that's happening right in front of them. You want to master this skill. Then you slow yourself down. You become aware of your surroundings. You watch people, not to judge them, not to control them, but to understand them. Because once you understand someone, even a little, you can respond with clarity, strength, and care. Think about it. When was the last time you really looked at someone while they were talking to you? I mean really looked, not just nodded while thinking of your next sentence, not just pretending to listen. I'm talking about seeing them, their breathing, their posture, their hands, that moment when they shift in their seat, maybe sit up straighter when something makes them uncomfortable, or when they suddenly go quiet and look down. You've got to catch that. That's where real connection starts. You can train this every day. The next time you're talking to someone, keep your eyes on them, not in a way that makes them uncomfortable, but in a way that shows you're there. Watch their body. Watch how they hold themselves. Watch how they respond when you speak. Are they leaning in or backing away? Are they open or guarded? That's not just movement. That's emotional feedback. You read that. You don't need a degree to understand people. You need presence. You need care. You need to slow down long enough to actually notice the person in front of you. Now here's where the power comes in. When you become someone who sees people, really sees them, you build trust. You create comfort. You make people feel understood without them needing to explain everything. And once you get good at this, you'll see it everywhere. In a job interview. In a business meeting. In a quiet conversation with someone you care about. You'll notice when someone is feeling nervous but hiding it. You'll feel when someone's angry, even if they're smiling. And when you respond with awareness, with patience, with precision, you become the kind of person people respect. But it takes discipline. Most people want shortcuts. They want to say, "Tell me what to say to win this person over." But that's not where the power is. The power is in your observation. It's in learning how to sit quietly, listen deeply, and catch the things most people miss. That's when you become a pro. You can't fake this. People can feel when you're not really paying attention. They can feel when you're just going through the motions. But when you're fully present, when your eyes are reading the room, when your posture says "I'm here," people open up. They stop pretending. They start trusting. That's where growth happens. That's where strong communication begins. And it's not just about others. When you start paying attention to how others move and sit, you'll begin to notice yourself too. You'll catch the moments when you're fidgeting out of nervousness. When your arms are crossed because you're on guard. When you're looking away because something hit a nerve, you get honest with yourself. You learn to adjust your own presence. And now you're not just reading people. You're leading yourself. I've seen people who've transformed their lives just by learning to watch before they speak. Listen before they jump in. Sit still before they respond. That little habit, just slowing down and paying attention, has the power to improve every relationship in your life. With your partner, with your children, with your friends, with your team. It makes you more grounded, more mature, more effective. Because while others are rushing to be heard, you're focused on what really matters. Understanding. You don't need to say much when you're someone who observes deeply. Your words carry more weight. Your responses are more accurate. Your presence is stronger. That's what happens when you stop missing the little things. Because the little things in body language, they're not little. They're signals. And once you train your eyes to see them, you'll never look at people the same again. So start today. Don't wait for some perfect moment to apply this. You'll meet someone today. You'll talk to someone today. And when you do, pay attention. Watch how they walk into the room. See how they sit. Study how they carry themselves. Stay present. Stay aware. And notice what you've been missing. Because once you learn how to read people, you don't just become better in conversations, you become better in life. You stop reacting blindly. You start responding wisely. And that's how you grow. That's how you lead. That's how you influence. Not by talking louder, but by watching closer. Master this one habit. Pay close attention to how people move and sit, and you will begin to see the world through a sharper lens. You'll see things others don't. And you'll respond with more power than you ever thought possible. That's how pros do it. That's how leaders do it. And that's how you start to rise. Quietly. Calmly. Powerfully. Chapter 2. Watch people's eyes to see what they feel. If you want to truly understand people, you need to start with their eyes. There's something about the human eye that no smile or sentence can hide. People can change their tone, their words, even their posture to pretend, to impress, or to protect themselves, but the eyes always reveal what's real. They don't lie. That's where the emotion is. That's where you find the truth. And if you want to become someone who responds with wisdom, strength, and accuracy, you need to train yourself to look people in the eyes and read what's behind them. Most people don't do this. They look at the surface, they look at someone's clothes, someone's style, someone's behavior, but they don't look closely into someone's eyes when they speak. They miss the sadness behind the smile. They miss the frustration behind the polite nod. They miss the fear that flashes for just a second before the conversation changes. But once you become someone who pays attention, you start noticing all of it. You see when someone is carrying stress they haven't mentioned. You feel when someone's not fully present, even if they're saying all the right words. You sense it, because it's there, right in front of you. You don't need to be a psychologist to do this. You don't need to study a textbook. You just need to be aware, to pause and actually look. When you talk to someone, don't just listen to what they're saying, watch their eyes while they say it. Do their eyes light up when they speak about something? Do they go blank when they're holding something back? Are they scanning the room while they talk to you, or locked into the moment? Are they blinking fast, struggling to stay calm, or are they steady and focused? That's where the real message is. And this isn't about making people uncomfortable, it's not about staring, it's about connecting. It's about tuning in. When you look someone in the eyes with real attention, with no agenda, you make them feel seen. You build a silent connection that doesn't need much explaining. That kind of presence is rare. That kind of presence makes people open up without knowing why. Because they can feel you're not trying to get anything. You're not trying to impress them. You're simply there, paying attention. Seeing them. Now, it's important to know the difference between someone's words and someone's feelings. Because words are chosen, but feelings are shown. And feelings often come through the eyes before anything else. You ever talk to someone who says they're fine, but you look at their eyes and you just know they're not? That's not a skill you're born with. That's a muscle you train. And the more you use it, the more accurate you become. Sometimes you'll notice pain, quiet pain. It's not dramatic, it's not loud, but it's there in the way their eyes drop when you ask a certain question, or in how they blink a few times quickly before changing the subject. And when you see that, you have a choice. You can ignore it, like most people do, or you can respond in a way that makes them feel safe. You don't need to fix it. You don't need to ask 100 questions. Sometimes all someone needs is to feel like you noticed. Like they weren't invisible. There are moments in life when a person's eyes will tell you everything. They'll tell you when they're excited. They'll tell you when they're lost. They'll tell you when they're proud, even if they don't say a word. And they'll also tell you when they're holding back tears. You have to be sensitive enough to catch that. Because that moment is real. That moment is raw. And that moment is where trust is either built or broken. In leadership, this matters. In relationships, this matters. In every corner of life where people are involved, this matters. When you walk into a room, don't just speak. Observe. Notice who avoids eye contact. Notice who holds it too long. Notice who looks past you instead of at you. These small details tell you about their mood, their comfort, and their readiness to connect. And when you respond with awareness, you change the tone of the entire interaction. Now this is not about control, this is about understanding. This is about emotional intelligence, and emotional intelligence begins with presence. You can't read someone's eyes if you're too busy in your own head. You can't catch the feeling if you're only thinking about what to say next. You've got to put your full attention on the person in front of you. That's where the power is. That's where leadership starts. That's where meaningful communication begins. And here's what's interesting. You don't need long conversations to feel the emotion in someone's eyes. Sometimes a few seconds is enough. A glance can say more than a paragraph. You learn to recognize what tension looks like, what doubt looks like, what confidence looks like. And not in theory, in real life, in your everyday interactions. At work, at home, with friends, with strangers, it's there. You just need to be willing to look. Some people avoid eye contact because they're hiding something. Others avoid it because they've been hurt too much. You won't always know which it is, but if you stay patient, if you stay open, people will show you who they are. They always do. And your job is to respond with wisdom, with strength, with care. You don't need to react to every emotion. You don't need to fix every problem. You just need to stay connected. That connection is powerful. That connection is rare. And it starts with the eyes. There's something else that happens when you learn to see people's emotions through their eyes. You start becoming more honest with yourself too. You begin to notice your own emotions as they rise. You catch yourself when you're pretending. You recognize when you're not being real. And slowly you begin to clean that up. You stop hiding from your own feelings. You stop running from hard moments. You begin to stand stronger, speak clearer, live fuller. The more you understand people, the more patient you become, the more you learn how much people are carrying, how much they're not saying, the less you rush to judge. You stop assuming. You stop labeling. You start seeing people not just as problems to solve but as human beings to connect with. That makes you better in every role you play, as a friend, a leader, a partner, a parent, a teammate. You build real relationships. You build strong teams. You build trust that lasts. Reading people's eyes is not a skill you learn in a day. It's something you practice every time you talk to someone, and it's worth it. Because when you can see people clearly, when you can feel what they're feeling without them saying a word, you become the person people turn to when it matters. You become grounded, aware, strong. And in a noisy world full of distraction, that kind of clarity is a gift. So slow down. Be present. Look people in the eyes. Don't rush. Don't assume. Just observe. Feel what they're feeling. Respond with care, and do it over and over until it becomes natural. Until your presence alone brings calm into the room. That's how you lead. That's how you connect. That's how you change lives, starting with your own. Chapter 3. Ask simple questions and really listen to the answer. If you really want to connect with people, learn to ask simple questions and give your full attention to the answers. That's how you open doors. That's how you understand people. Not by talking more, but by asking the right questions and being quiet enough to let the truth come out. Most people go through conversations with a goal to be heard. They want to share their opinion. They want to make their point. But if you want to grow stronger in your relationships, in your leadership, and in your daily interactions, you need to reverse that. You need to shift your focus from speaking to listening. It starts with asking better questions. And better doesn't mean complicated. Better means honest. Real. Clear. Ask someone how they're doing and mean it. Ask what's been on their mind lately. Ask what they're struggling with. Ask what's going well for them. These are not big questions, but they carry power when you ask with care and pay attention to the response. People are not always looking for someone who knows all the answers. Often they're just looking for someone who's willing to listen without interruption. Now, here's what most people get wrong. They ask questions, and then they wait to speak again. They nod, they smile, but they're not truly listening. They're thinking about what they'll say next. They're planning the reply while the other person is still opening up. That's not listening. That's waiting. And there's a big difference. When you truly listen, you're not thinking about yourself. You're not rushing to respond. You're giving your full attention to what's being said, how it's being said, and what it might mean underneath the surface. When someone answers your question, don't just hear their words, hear their tone. Notice their timing. Watch their eyes. Feel the weight behind their voice. Is there hesitation? Is there excitement? Is there tension? You'll find all of that if you care enough to slow down. That's the kind of listening that builds real trust. And when someone feels heard, really heard, they open up more. They tell you the truth. Not just the surface stuff, but what's really going on inside. You don't need to impress people with your knowledge. You need to invite people to share their story. And the way you do that is by being genuinely interested. Not just curious. Interested. There's a difference. Curiosity fades. Interest stays. Curiosity can be about collecting information. Interest is about connection. When people feel your interest, they open up. They relax. They start being honest. And that's when things get real. You'll be amazed at how much people are willing to share when you stop trying to lead the conversation and start guiding it gently. Ask a question, then stop talking. Hold that space. Let them answer in their time. Let them explain, even if it takes a moment. Don't jump in. Don't cut them off. Most people have never had someone do that for them. Most people are used to being interrupted, talked over, or ignored. When you become the person who listens fully, you stand out. You become rare. And here's where the growth happens. When you listen deeply, you start learning things you never noticed before. You hear what matters to people. You hear what keeps them going. You hear what holds them back. And you learn how to respond better. Not with rehearsed advice, but with understanding. You respond from a place of wisdom, not reaction. That's what separates someone who's just talking from someone who knows how to connect. In any room, the person who listens the most has the most influence. Because people trust the one who gives them space to be themselves. Think about the conversations that changed your life. Were they full of advice, or were they full of presence? Most likely, it was someone who asked something simple and gave you the room to answer without pressure. That's what people remember. Not your fancy words, but your attention. If you want to improve this skill, practice it every day. Start small. In your next conversation, ask a real question. Not something scripted, something honest. Then listen. Let there be silence after they speak. Don't rush to fill it. Let the pause sit. That's when people reveal more. That's when they go deeper. And you'll start noticing something. You begin to see people clearer than before. You understand their intentions, their values, their struggles, and their needs. And once you know those things, your ability to respond improves naturally. This doesn't only help you in one-on-one conversations. It makes you better in group settings. It sharpens your ability to read the room. When you're listening closely, you start hearing what's not being said. You recognize tension even when it's quiet. You hear hesitation in a suggestion. You notice who's holding back and who's dominating. And that awareness helps you speak at the right time, in the right tone, with the right words. Asking simple questions also shows humility. It says, "I don't know everything, and I want to understand." That humility earns respect. No one connects with a know-it-all. People connect with those who are grounded enough to ask and wise enough to listen. That's how you build long-term relationships. That's how you earn loyalty. Not with power, but with presence. There's also a personal benefit. When you practice listening like this, you become more peaceful inside. You stop needing to win every conversation. You stop needing to prove your point. You begin to enjoy hearing someone else express their thoughts without feeling the urge to jump in. That kind of control builds character. It builds maturity. And it gives you an inner calm that strengthens every part of your life. One of the best things you can do for your family, for your friends, and for your team is to become someone who listens with depth. Ask how someone's really doing. Ask what's on their heart. Ask what they've been thinking about lately. Then listen, not to respond but to learn. That one habit can improve your relationships more than anything else. It builds a foundation of respect and trust that no words alone can match. So keep it simple. Don't overcomplicate the conversation. Ask something real. Then get quiet. Let people speak without pressure. Let the moment breathe. Let the truth come out naturally. And when they do speak, don't just hear them, understand them. Feel what they're saying. That's how you grow. That's how you connect. That's how you lead. You won't always agree with what you hear. That's okay. Listening doesn't mean approval. It means respect. It means you're strong enough to hear someone out without needing to control their point of view. And the more you practice this, the stronger your influence becomes. People come back to those who made them feel understood. They remember how you made them feel, not how smart you sounded, but how safe they felt when they spoke. So if you want to lead, ask better questions. If you want to grow, listen better. If you want to change your relationships, give people your attention. That's the foundation of all strong human connection. And it's built one quiet moment at a time. One honest question. One clear answer. One person truly listening. That's where the real power is. That's where you become the person others trust and respect. And that's where your own transformation begins. Chapter 4. Notice what someone avoids when they talk to you. If you want to understand people on a deeper level, you can't just listen to what they talk about. You need to start noticing what they avoid. Pay attention to what doesn't get said. What they skip over, what they laugh off, what they change the subject on. This is one of the most powerful ways to see a person's truth, not through what they bring up, but through what they carefully leave out. The avoidance tells you everything they're trying to hide, protect, or bury. And if you miss it, you're missing the core of who they really are in that moment. People don't always hide things out of dishonesty. Many times, they avoid certain topics because those topics carry weight, pain, shame, confusion. Maybe they've failed in that area. Maybe they're still struggling and don't want to be seen as weak. Maybe they've been judged before for saying the wrong thing. So now they stay quiet. They redirect the conversation. They speak in general terms instead of specifics. If you're paying attention, you'll catch it. You'll feel the shift in their energy. You'll hear the gap between what they're saying and what they're really feeling. And you don't have to confront them. You don't need to dig. But knowing what's being avoided helps you respond in a way that respects their space while still staying grounded in reality. You don't learn this skill by reading people from a distance. You learn it by being present in real conversations. The more focused you are, the more sensitive you become to the flow of words. And when that flow suddenly breaks, when someone hesitates, when their tone shifts, when they touch on something lightly and quickly move on, you mark that. Not because you want to analyze them, but because you care, because you want to understand what's really going on behind the surface. It's not always easy to spot. Sometimes people become experts at covering up. They've spent years practicing how to sound strong, look fine, and stay unbothered. But even the best cover-up has cracks. And if you slow down and really pay attention, you'll notice them. You'll see the moment when their eyes drop. You'll hear the slight pause after a question. You'll feel the tension in their tone when a certain topic comes up. These are not mistakes, they're signals, and those signals matter. Noticing what someone avoids can teach you more about them than an hour of casual talk. It shows you where they're unsure. It shows you where they've been hurt. It shows you what they're protecting. And once you see that, you know how to move forward. You know what topics to approach gently. You know when to offer patience instead of pressure. You know when to simply be quiet and hold the space. Now don't turn this into suspicion. You're not looking for what people avoid so you can call them out. You're doing it to deepen your understanding. That's where your maturity comes in. When you notice someone avoiding a subject, don't force the issue. Respect their silence. But take note of it. Keep it in mind. Because later, when the time is right, when trust is strong, when they feel safe, they might come back to that space and open up. And if you've been paying attention all along, you'll be ready. You won't be caught off guard. You'll be steady, present, supportive. This is especially important when someone is opening up about their life, their struggles, their plans. If they avoid certain details, why they left a job, why a relationship ended, why they haven't made progress in an area, they're showing you where the pain is still raw. And if you're wise, you won't push. You'll make them feel safe. You'll ask the kind of questions that open the door without breaking it down. You'll learn how to let silence do its job. Because sometimes, people just need time before they can talk about what they're avoiding. And sometimes people don't even realize they're avoiding something. They've pushed it away for so long that it doesn't even come to mind anymore. But the body remembers. The voice remembers. The nervous system remembers. And when a subject gets too close to that pain, the avoidance shows up. They'll change the topic. They'll give a quick answer and move on. They'll look away. They'll deflect with humor or shift to something easier. This is not weakness. This is human. And if you're going to be someone who responds like a pro, you need to treat these moments with care, not judgment. Avoidance is not just about hard topics. Sometimes people avoid speaking about their dreams, their goals, their talents. Not because they don't care, but because they're afraid. They fear failure. They fear judgment. They fear being misunderstood. And so they downplay their ideas. They keep things vague. They say maybe, instead of yes. They pretend not to want something just because they don't believe they can have it. If you catch this, you can encourage them in the right way. Not with fake motivation, but with real belief. You remind them it's okay to want more. It's okay to dream again. But you can't do that if you're only listening to what they say. You need to hear what's missing. There's also a lesson here for how you communicate with others. Start noticing what you avoid too. What topics do you skip over in conversations? What things do you hide behind humor or silence? Where do you rush to change the subject? That tells you something about yourself. It shows you where your own healing still needs attention. And the more honest you are with yourself, the easier it becomes to be honest with others. Once you develop this awareness, you'll start noticing it everywhere. In personal conversations, in meetings, in group settings. Someone will talk about progress, but skip over a key part. Someone will mention a relationship and quickly pivot. Someone will answer every question except the one that hits close to home. You'll see it. And instead of making it awkward or pushing harder, you'll learn to sit with that moment. You'll learn to respond with patience, and you'll let that person know, without saying much, that they don't need to perform around you. They can be real. They can be honest when they're ready. This is how you build stronger relationships. This is how you become someone people trust. You don't get there by dominating every conversation. You get there by noticing the quiet parts, the skipped words, the half-told stories, the places where fear or pain or doubt shows up in silence. And when you respond with maturity, you earn the kind of respect that lasts. Noticing what someone avoids is not about manipulation. It's about compassion. It's about listening with more than your ears. It's about understanding people beyond the obvious. That's how you grow. That's how you lead. And that's how you create real change. One conversation at a time, not by trying to get people to say everything, but by caring enough to understand what they don't. So keep your eyes open. Stay aware. Don't just hear the words. Notice the pauses. Notice the shifts. Notice what's being left out. And instead of filling the space with noise, meet it with quiet strength. The people around you will feel that, and they'll never forget it. Chapter 5. Stay calm so you can read people clearly. If you want to understand people better, the first thing you need to do is stay calm. Because when your mind is racing, when your emotions are loud, when you're caught up in your own thoughts, you can't see clearly. And if you can't see clearly, you can't read people. You can't pick up on the little signals. You miss what's happening right in front of you. Your mind becomes too clouded to catch the truth in someone's tone, their expression, their choice of words. Calm is what gives you the space to notice. Calm is what helps you process what others are showing you without reacting too fast or judging too soon. Most people react out of emotion. They get irritated, they get defensive, they get too excited, and in the middle of that storm, they stop paying attention to others. It becomes all about how they feel, not about what the other person is actually saying or showing. But when you train yourself to stay calm, especially in moments of stress or conflict, you gain an edge. You can observe more. You can hear what's underneath the words. You can understand someone's mood, their needs, their real message, because you're not blinded by your own emotional noise. Being calm doesn't mean being passive. It doesn't mean staying quiet or holding back your opinion. It means you're in control of your state. It means you don't allow someone else's energy to hijack your mind. You stay centered. You stay focused. You're not rushing to defend yourself. You're not interrupting to prove a point. You're grounded enough to let the other person reveal who they are while you stay steady. And that steadiness is powerful. The best readers of people are not the loudest ones in the room. They're not the ones trying to impress everyone. They're the ones who stay quiet long enough to really take in the situation. They listen not just to words, but to patterns. They watch reactions. They pick up on the mood. And because they're calm, they don't miss the moments where people let their guard down. You can't fake calm. People feel your presence when it's real. They relax around you when they sense you're not reacting emotionally to every little thing. And in that relaxed space, the truth comes out. This is something you build through discipline. You train it in everyday life. When someone speaks to you in a tone you don't like, pause before you react. When you feel the urge to interrupt, breathe instead. When you're in a disagreement, stay focused on understanding rather than winning. These are small habits, but they develop something much deeper inside you. They sharpen your awareness. They give you the ability to sit in tension without being consumed by it. And that ability lets you see what others miss. People reveal themselves in pressure. They show who they are when things get uncomfortable. And if you're calm during those moments, you'll pick up on everything. You'll see the shift in their face. You'll hear the break in their voice. You'll notice when they're saying something just to end the conversation, and you'll also see when they're being real, when they're sharing something that matters. All of that is visible when your own mind isn't cluttered with emotion or distraction. Calm isn't something you turn on and off. It becomes who you are. It becomes your natural way of moving through the world, and the more you practice it, the more stable you become. That stability makes people trust you. It makes them open up. It makes them feel safe enough to be honest, because they're not afraid you'll blow up, judge them, or dismiss them. You're showing them you can handle the truth. And when people sense that, they show you more of who they really are. When you're calm, you ask better questions. You give people more room to answer. You're not rushing them. You're not filling the silence with nervous words. You let the moment breathe. That space helps people say what they need to say. It helps them be vulnerable, and you being calm gives them permission to be calm too. Conversations stop being battles and start becoming bridges. That's how real understanding grows. This isn't just about reading people, it's about growing as a person. Because when you stay calm, you improve every area of your life. You make better decisions. You avoid saying things you regret. You notice the details that make a difference. You move through hard conversations with strength instead of force. And you come out of those moments with respect, not damage. There will always be moments that test your calm. Someone will say something that hits a nerve. A situation will feel unfair. Emotions will rise. But in those moments, your job is not to match their energy. Your job is to hold your ground, to take a breath, to listen fully before reacting. That pause might seem small, but it creates room for wisdom. It gives you time to choose your response, not just react on autopilot. Calm doesn't make you soft, it makes you sharp, it gives you clarity. It helps you see what matters and what doesn't. It protects your peace, your focus, and your presence. And when you carry that calm into your relationships, people notice. They start treating you with more respect. They start opening up to you more. Because you're no longer just another loud voice in a noisy world, you're the calm one, the one who sees clearly, speaks wisely, and listens with full attention. That kind of presence is rare, but you can build it. Every day gives you a chance to practice. When someone's being difficult, stay calm. When emotions run high, stay calm. When you feel misunderstood, stay calm. That calmness becomes your strength. It becomes your advantage. And it gives you insight that most people never access. Reading people is not about analyzing them. It's about noticing. And you can only notice the truth when your mind is steady. A stormy mind can't see clearly, but a calm one sees everything. That's how you stay one step ahead, not by knowing everything, but by staying quiet enough to hear what others miss. That's how you understand people, not by forcing them to talk, but by giving them a space where they can feel safe enough to be real. And that's how you grow. Not by controlling others, but by mastering yourself. So if you want to see people clearly, learn to calm your own energy. Learn to stay centered when things feel uncertain. Learn to observe before you speak. That's not weakness. That's wisdom. And the more you do it, the stronger and sharper you become. People will feel the difference in your presence. They'll respect the way you carry yourself. And you'll begin to notice the truth behind their words, their expressions, and their silence. That's how you develop insight. That's how you lead. And that's how you learn to read people not with judgment, but with clarity and care. Because in a world full of noise, your calm becomes your power. Chapter 6. Speak less and study how others react to you. Most people talk too much to ever learn what's going on around them. If you really want to understand how others feel about you, how they respond to your energy, your values, your words, you need to stop talking so much and start watching closely. When you hold back your voice and give people space, you begin to see who they are and what you mean to them. You notice details you missed before. You feel the shift in their body, their eyes, their tone. You don't have to guess anymore. The truth is right in front of you. You just need to stop filling the room with your own voice to see it. One of the greatest skills you can develop in life is the ability to step back in a conversation and study the reaction. This is where self-awareness grows. This is where people reveal their comfort, their resistance, their curiosity, or their discomfort. Not through what they say, but through how they respond when you say something. And if you're always speaking, always trying to explain, always filling the silence, then you'll never catch those moments. You don't learn anything new by being the one who always talks. You grow by paying attention. Speak then pause, not to create drama, but to allow space. In that space, people respond in honest ways. Some people lean in, some pull back, some try to change the subject, some go quiet. If you're present, you'll notice which is which. You don't need a special gift to figure this out. You just need to value observation more than performance. People reveal their truth in how they react, not in what they tell you when they feel pressured. That moment when you stop talking and look at someone, that's when the truth often comes out. You'll see it in their posture, their energy, their timing. Did they smile because they agreed, or because they didn't know what else to do? Did they cross their arms when you challenged their thinking? Did their eyes light up when you mentioned something meaningful? All of that shows you who they are and how they feel about the moment you just created. When you speak less, you create more room to adjust your approach. Maybe someone didn't connect with what you said. You'll only know that if you're watching. Maybe someone felt seen and encouraged by your words. You'll notice it in how they sit taller, how they smile longer, how their tone softens. These are real cues. They come from the body, not the script, and the only way to catch them is by stepping back and watching them unfold. If you're in a leadership position, this skill is critical. You can't lead people you don't understand, and you can't understand them if you're always the one talking. Some leaders speak so much they miss all the signs of frustration or confusion in their team. But the wise ones speak with precision and then observe. They watch how their words land. They study the room. They check the emotional temperature, not with questions, but with attention. In personal relationships, this habit builds trust. If you're the kind of person who doesn't always rush to fill the silence, others feel safer around you. They feel less pressure to perform. They open up slowly and honestly, because they sense that you're not just waiting for your turn to speak. You're actually interested. You're present. You're measuring what their response reveals about where they're at emotionally. That kind of presence can't be faked. And people remember how it feels to be around someone like that. It's not about being cold or distant, it's about being intentional. You say what needs to be said, nothing more, nothing less. Then you observe, you pay attention not just to what's being said, but to what's being felt. You give people the freedom to respond naturally, and in their natural response, you find the truth. No guessing, no over-talking. Just real clear feedback in the moment. This practice also helps you grow stronger inside. You learn to sit in moments where you'd usually rush to explain yourself. You learn to be quiet when your ego wants to jump in. You learn to let your words breathe instead of crowding them with explanations. That stillness, that patience, that control, it makes you powerful. It separates you from those who speak too fast, too often, and too aimlessly. You won't always like what you observe. Sometimes you'll say something from a good place, and someone will still look away or react coldly. But that's part of the process. You're not looking for applause, you're looking for truth. And once you know how people actually respond to you, you can grow. You can sharpen how you speak. You can learn which words connect and which don't. You can develop emotional precision. This is something you practice in every conversation, not just in big talks or formal settings. Practice it with your friends. Say something simple and observe. Did it land well? Did it confuse them? Did it create energy or tension? These moments teach you how people receive you, not how you think you're coming across, but how it actually feels for them. And the more you study their reactions, the more you improve without even trying to be perfect. Some people never realize that their words are pushing others away because they never take the time to study the reaction. They just talk and move on. But if you pause and reflect after each exchange, you start noticing patterns. You start seeing who feels comfortable around you and who feels guarded. And instead of blaming them or over-explaining yourself, you adjust. You refine your presence. That's growth. That's wisdom. Speaking less doesn't mean being silent forever. It means being aware of the balance. You speak when it adds value. You listen when it's time to learn, and you observe when it's time to adjust. This rhythm makes you better in every area of life. You become easier to connect with. You gain the kind of influence that doesn't come from loudness, it comes from presence. Quiet strength always leaves a deeper impact than scattered noise. So as you go through life, remember that every word you speak has a ripple, and every pause you allow gives space for people to show you something. Don't be so quick to explain, to impress, to dominate. Speak less. Observe more. Let the reactions guide you. They'll tell you where you're strong. They'll tell you where you need to shift. And they'll help you build relationships rooted in truth, not assumptions. That's how you become someone others want to be around. Not because you talk well, but because you listen deeply. Not because you always have the answer, but because you take the time to understand. Not because you demand attention, but because you earn trust. And that starts with doing less of the talking and more of the watching. That's where growth begins. That's where clarity lives. And that's how you respond like a pro.
Chapter 7. Trust your gut when someone feels off or fake. There's a certain feeling you get when something just doesn't sit right with you. Maybe someone says all the right words. Maybe they smile at the right time. Maybe they dress well, speak confidently, and even seem friendly. But deep down, something feels off. You don't know why. You can't explain it in words, but your body reacts. Your energy shifts. Your chest tightens. You feel a kind of discomfort you didn't expect. That's your gut trying to warn you. And if you're serious about growing wiser and learning how to respond to people better, then you need to start trusting that feeling. Most people ignore their gut. They brush it off. They try to be polite. They want to give the benefit of the doubt, and often they end up regretting it. They look back and say, "I knew something was wrong, but I didn't listen to myself." That's because we've been trained to second-guess what we feel. We've been told to wait for proof, to be logical, to collect more facts. But there's a reason your instincts speak before your brain does. They pick up on signals your conscious mind hasn't processed yet. Body language, tone shifts, hidden tension, your gut senses it all. It's not guesswork, it's awareness without analysis. And the more you respect it, the more it helps you stay clear of people who don't align with your values. You don't need to accuse anyone. You don't need to make a scene. You just need to acknowledge that something feels off, and then trust yourself enough to step back. This isn't about being paranoid or fearful, it's about being honest with what your own senses are picking up. Your energy is telling you something for a reason, and if you ignore that, you're inviting confusion, chaos, and unnecessary problems into your life. A person can tell you they're on your side. They can compliment you, agree with you, and still be working against you behind the scenes. But if you slow down and pay attention, their energy won't lie. You'll catch a subtle shift in how they look at you. You'll feel hesitation in their words. You'll notice their warmth disappears the second the spotlight moves off of them. These things aren't always obvious, but they are always there. And when something feels forced or fake, your gut will notice first, before your thoughts can even explain it. That's the gift of intuition. It's fast, it's raw, it doesn't wait for full evidence. And while it's not perfect, it's often accurate when it comes to people. Especially if you've trained yourself to stay present. Especially if you've spent time observing how real connection feels. When you know what honesty feels like, you quickly notice when it's missing. You can walk into a room and immediately sense which people you want near you and which people are better kept at a distance. You've probably felt it before. Someone walks in, and the mood shifts. Not because of what they say, but because of the energy they bring. They might laugh, they might act polite, but something under the surface feels heavy, sharp, or calculated. And your first thought might be, why am I uncomfortable around this person? Don't dismiss that thought. Don't explain it away. Pay attention. That's your gut guiding you. Sometimes we want so badly to see the good in others that we ignore what's right in front of us. We make excuses. We say, maybe they're just having a bad day, or maybe I'm just being sensitive. And while it's good to be fair, it's not good to ignore your own internal warning system. That warning is there to protect your peace. It's there to keep you from giving your energy to people who don't deserve it. This doesn't mean you treat everyone with suspicion. It means you honor your own sense of safety. It means you don't let charm blind you. You don't let smooth talkers win you over without checking in with how it all feels. If something's not sitting right in your gut, that deserves your attention. You don't need a long list of reasons to create distance. Your peace of mind is reason enough. In conversations, trust how people make you feel, not just what they say. Do you feel heard or dismissed? Do you feel drained or energized after talking to them? Do you feel like you can be yourself, or do you feel the need to put up a wall? These reactions come from your instincts. And if you keep ignoring them, you'll find yourself confused and off track more often than not. It's also important to remember that you don't owe anyone closeness. You don't need to prove your kindness by ignoring your discomfort. You don't need to stay connected to people who disturb your peace just because they've done nothing technically wrong. If your gut tells you that something is fake, that something's being hidden, or that someone's not being real with you, you're allowed to pull back. That's not cruelty. That's wisdom. The more you practice this, the sharper your instincts become. You start noticing patterns in behavior. You recognize red flags earlier. You sense dishonesty without needing a full explanation. And as you trust your gut more, you make fewer emotional mistakes. You stop handing your trust to people who haven't earned it. You stop staying in situations that go against your better judgment. This doesn't just help in friendships or business, it helps everywhere. You learn how to protect your time. You learn how to move with people who bring clarity instead of confusion. You begin choosing people who feel good to be around, not just those who look good on paper. And when you build your life around that kind of awareness, your peace becomes stronger. Your path becomes clearer. And let's be clear. This is a quiet habit. You don't need to tell someone, I don't trust you. You don't need to explain your distance. You simply step back. You stay kind, but you don't give them access. You move forward without dragging yourself into battles of explanation. You stop justifying your inner truth. You stop debating what your energy already confirmed. The people who are good for you won't make you question your gut all the time. They'll feel easy to talk to. They'll feel open. There won't be that underlying tension. You won't feel the need to decode everything they say. You'll feel calm around them. Safe. That's how you know you're on the right path with the right people. So don't overthink it. Don't bury what you feel just to be polite. Start honoring the signals your body gives you. Start paying attention to the tension you feel, even if there's no obvious reason for it yet. That discomfort is not your enemy. It's your guardrail. It's your compass. And the more you respect it, the more you stay aligned with truth. You stop chasing fake connections. You stop ignoring the signs. And you start walking in a way that protects your peace and your progress. You don't need a full breakdown to trust that something feels off. Your gut will always be faster than your thoughts. Let it speak. Let it lead. And let it protect you from what your eyes haven't seen yet. That's not weakness. That's maturity. That's strength. That's how you grow into someone who doesn't just react to people, but responds with depth, clarity, and wisdom. Chapter 8. Learn the words people use when they lie. There's a difference between someone being unclear and someone being dishonest. If you want to respond like a pro, you have to train your ears to catch that difference. One of the best ways to do that is to start learning the kinds of words people often use when they lie. Not always loud lies, not always dramatic ones, but the quiet, subtle, and practiced kind. You don't need to confront anyone, you don't need to be suspicious of every sentence. But you do need to become aware of the language people fall back on when they're hiding something, avoiding truth, or trying to cover their tracks. It's not about memorizing a list. It's about learning how certain phrases show up when someone's uncomfortable with the truth. Most people don't lie with confidence. They overexplain. They add details no one asked for. They repeat themselves. They soften their language too much. You'll hear things like, to be honest, or I swear I'm telling the truth, or you can ask anybody. They try too hard to convince. When someone's being real, they don't need to keep justifying their words. Their tone is steady. Their message is simple. But when someone's hiding something, they tend to add fluff. They get overly defensive about things that don't need defending. That's when you start paying closer attention, not to the story, but to the structure of how they speak. Lies usually come with vague statements. Watch out for words that avoid clear commitment. If you ask a question and they respond with I think so, probably, or kind of, when a yes or no would have done, that hesitation can signal discomfort. That doesn't always mean someone is lying, but it does mean they're not sure how to answer you honestly. And when that happens, your job isn't to jump in or accuse. Your job is to listen longer. Let them talk. Let the silence stretch. Because the longer they speak, the easier it becomes to see if they're avoiding something. Another pattern to notice is when someone shifts the focus. You ask a direct question, and they respond by talking about something else. They say, well, what you have to understand is, or let me explain why that happened, but they never actually answer what you asked. That's a red flag. Honest people usually respond directly, even if they're nervous. They don't feel the need to sidestep. But when someone is lying, they tend to redirect the attention. They don't want you to stay in one spot too long. They try to move you around with unrelated points, trying to distract you just enough that you lose the original thread. Also, notice how people handle the timeline in their stories. Liars often keep things general. They avoid specific times and places. They use phrases like the other day, sometime last week, or a while ago. Not because they forgot, but because they're avoiding the details that could be checked or questioned. And when you press for more clarity, they get nervous. They say, "Why does it matter?" or "You don't trust me," instead of simply answering you. That kind of deflection is worth noticing. Then there's the emotional mismatch. When someone talks about something serious and their tone doesn't match the message, pay attention. If someone says they were deeply hurt, but they're smiling or joking while saying it, something's not aligned. If they say they're fine, but their voice sounds tense or their words come out too fast, there's a gap between the story and the emotion behind it. Lies often create emotional friction. Real stories have consistency. What's being said matches how it's being said. But lies struggle to stay balanced. One of the most common things people say when lying is, "I would never do that." And often, it's not the words themselves, but the urgency with which they're said. Real truth doesn't need dramatic defense. It stands on its own. But a lie leans on emotion, on guilt, on statements that sound too perfect. So when you hear phrases like, "You've got to believe me," or "I can't believe you'd even ask that," those aren't answers. Those are emotional shields. They're used to flip the pressure back on you to make you feel bad for even raising the question. Another sign to watch for is when people use too many words. Truth is usually simple. Lies are full of noise. The more someone talks, the more likely they are to trip over their own story. They start saying things like, "You know how it is," or "Trust me, I was just trying to help," or "You wouldn't understand." These are all attempts to push you away from the facts and pull you into their version of the situation. But a real explanation doesn't require extra fluff. It's clear, it's grounded. It doesn't dodge or bend. Sometimes, it's not even what they say, it's what they won't say. A liar often avoids using personal responsibility. They talk in passive language, "It got messed up," instead of "I messed it up." "That happened," instead of "I did it." They distance themselves from the event by removing their name from the action. It's subtle, but it matters. Because when someone owns the truth, even if it's uncomfortable, they speak in direct terms. They say what they did and how they did it. But liars hide behind vague language to stay clean. Now, it's important not to go looking for lies in every sentence. That'll only make you paranoid. The goal here is not to catch people in a trap. It's to sharpen your ability to sense when something's not right. When you hear patterns that repeat too perfectly, when the words don't match the behavior, when the tone carries too much tension for such a light topic, these are your clues. You don't need to act on them immediately, but you do need to store them, reflect on them, and make your next move with clarity. This kind of awareness makes your conversation stronger. It keeps you from being misled. It helps you know who's worth your trust and who's not ready for it. It teaches you how to listen beyond the surface, to pick up on the hidden messages people send when they're trying to protect themselves or manipulate others. And when you do respond, you respond from a place of grounded awareness, not from fear, but from insight. You'll start to hear these patterns everywhere in meetings, in sales pitches, in apologies, in excuses. The more you practice, the clearer it becomes. Not because you're trying to be suspicious, but because you value truth. Because you care enough about your peace, your time, and your direction that you no longer give space to the wrong energy. You don't have to confront everyone who lies. Sometimes the best response is silence. Sometimes it's distance. Sometimes it's adjusting your level of access. The point is, once you know what to listen for, you stop playing games. You stop falling for charm. You stop buying stories that don't line up. And you start responding with strength. Calm strength. Quiet confidence. No drama, just clarity. So train your ears. Listen for the words people use when they're avoiding the truth. Notice the signs, the phrases, the tone. Keep your awareness sharp, but your presence kind. And as you grow in this skill, you'll protect yourself from being fooled. You'll build better conversations. And you'll become the kind of person who doesn't need to say much to see exactly what's going on.
Chapter 9. Reply in a way that makes people feel safe. When someone opens up to you, how you respond matters more than what you say. If your words create pressure, judgment, or distance, the person won't come back. They'll shut down. They'll protect themselves. But if you respond in a way that makes them feel safe, you build something solid, trust, respect, and connection. You don't need to be perfect. You don't need to have all the right answers. You just need to create a space where someone feels they're not being attacked, fixed, or dismissed. People don't always speak clearly. Sometimes they're nervous. Sometimes they don't even know how to explain what they feel. But underneath all that, they're asking one quiet question: can I be real with you? And if your tone, your body language, your timing says yes, then they open the door a little wider. That's where the connection begins. Not when you talk, but when they feel safe enough to share something raw, personal, or uncertain. You don't have to agree with someone to make them feel safe. You just need to listen without trying to win. You need to hear them without rushing to correct them. When someone shares something difficult and your response is calm, open, and steady, they feel seen. They feel respected. They're not expecting you to solve everything. Most people just want to know they're not alone in the moment. It's easy to react. It's easy to defend your opinion. But if your first move is to correct or challenge, you shut the other person down. Safety disappears. The conversation becomes a debate. And now both sides are guarded, trying to survive instead of understand. But when your words are thoughtful, clear, and without tension, the conversation goes deeper. You don't need fancy language. You just need to mean what you say. A simple "I hear you" or "that makes sense" can be more powerful than a 5-minute speech. Think about your tone. Think about your eyes. Think about your pace. When someone's sharing something vulnerable, don't match their tension. Bring calm. Keep your voice low and steady. Let your face reflect understanding, not judgment. When they pause, don't jump in. Give them time to breathe. Give them space to finish their thought. You're not just listening to their words, you're creating a moment where they can feel like they're not being measured or misunderstood. Sometimes people test the waters with a small truth. If your response is critical or cold, they won't go any further. But if you handle that first moment with care, they start to share more. And each time they do, and you respond with patience, you build trust. That's how you help someone feel safe. Not by saying you're safe, but by showing it through how you listen, how you respond, and how you carry yourself. You also build safety when you stay consistent. Don't say one thing today and something completely different tomorrow. Don't support someone in private and mock them in public. People feel safest around those who are steady, who don't shift with the wind, who don't throw words like weapons or speak without thinking. If you make someone feel exposed one time, they'll remember it, and they won't open up again. There's also strength in not having to rush to respond.
Sometimes someone says something, and the best thing you can do is pause. Let it sit. That silence isn't awkward, it's respectful. It shows you're thinking. It shows you're taking what they said seriously. When you do speak, you're measured. You're present, and you're focused on understanding, not controlling the outcome. This applies in difficult moments too. When someone makes a mistake, and they expect judgment, but instead they receive calm and clarity, that shifts everything. They stop bracing themselves. They start being honest. They stop hiding, and start showing up. Not because they're perfect, but because they know they won't be punished for being human. That kind of environment helps people grow, and if you can be the one who creates that space, you become someone they turn to, someone they respect. Your words don't need to be deep. They need to be real. Thanks for telling me that. I understand why that's hard. You're not alone in this. These kinds of responses make people feel like they don't have to pretend. They don't have to perform. They can be messy. They can be unsure. And they'll still be respected. That's what makes people come back. Not your wisdom, not your advice, but your presence. It's not just what you say, it's what you don't say. You don't need to fill every pause. You don't need to repeat yourself. You don't need to one-up someone's story with your own. Sometimes the best response is stillness. Just letting the other person see that you're not rushing, not reacting, and not walking away. You're still here. You're still with them. That quiet support often says more than a paragraph ever could. This skill matters in every relationship, whether you're a leader, a friend, a parent, or a partner. The way you respond teaches people what kind of space they can have around you. If you want honesty, make it safe to be honest. If you want loyalty, make people feel respected even when they're struggling. If you want stronger bonds, stop trying to be impressive and start being present. You don't need to lower your standards or accept bad behavior. You can still speak the truth. But you can do it in a way that keeps the door open. You can be firm without being harsh. You can be honest without being cold. That balance takes maturity. It takes control, and it takes a deep respect for how powerful your words really are. Your voice carries weight. It can lift someone or break them. It can build trust or destroy it. Every response is a choice. You're either making someone feel safer or making them feel smaller. And once you become aware of that, you can start choosing your words with more intention. You speak to connect, not just to be heard. The world doesn't need more people talking over each other. It needs more people who know how to make others feel calm in their presence. People who listen with their full attention. People who don't explode when the conversation gets uncomfortable. People who respond with patience, even when emotions are high. If someone is afraid to speak around you, that's not on them. That's on the energy you've created. And the good news is, you can change that. You can become someone who others feel stronger around. Someone who doesn't add pressure, but brings peace. Someone who speaks with kindness, not to soften the truth, but to make space for it. That's a rare quality, but it's worth building. Because once people feel safe around you, they stop pretending, they start growing. And that growth creates deeper trust, better communication, and lasting respect. You don't need a title to lead people, you need presence. You need awareness. You need the kind of response that makes someone feel seen and supported, even when they're unsure of themselves. So as you move forward in life, pay close attention to how people feel after talking to you. Do they feel heard or ignored? Safe or judged? Open or guarded? That answer tells you everything. Your words are powerful. Use them to build people up. not break them down. Use them to open the door, not shut it. And when you learn how to respond in a way that makes people feel safe, you become the kind of person the world needs more of. Calm, grounded, real, trusted.
Chapter 10. Practice reading people every day without saying much. The only way to get better at reading people is to do it every single day. Not once in a while. Not only during serious moments. Every day. But here's the key. You don't need to talk much to get better. In fact, you'll learn a lot more by saying less. It's not about giving advice or asking 100 questions. It's about showing up, staying quiet, and watching closely. People reveal who they are in the way they move, the way they sit, how they respond to pressure, how they treat others when no one's watching. If you slow down, you'll start to notice it. And if you do that consistently, day after day, you'll sharpen a skill that will serve you in every part of life. Reading people is not about being loud. It's not about showing off. It's about quiet focus. Observation without interruption. When you walk into a room, you don't have to speak to understand the energy. Look around. See who's nervous. See who's trying too hard to be liked. See who avoids eye contact. See who's calm and present. None of that requires words. It only requires you to be awake, to be aware, and to care enough to notice what most people ignore. This is something you build over time. You won't master it in a week. But if you pay attention every day, on the train, at the store, during a meeting, while having dinner with someone, you'll start to see patterns. You'll recognize behaviors that mean something. You'll understand what certain reactions mean, without having to ask. That's the goal. To walk through life not blind, but aware. Not paranoid, but sharp. You can study people's posture, their hands, their eyes, how fast or slow they speak, how often they change subjects, how they react when they're challenged. None of this needs you to speak. It just requires you to be there, fully present, not distracted by your phone or stuck in your head. The more present you are, the clearer everything becomes. People are always communicating, even when they're not talking. And if you train yourself to listen to that, you'll become someone who can walk into any environment and understand what's really going on. A big part of this is removing your need to impress. You don't need to be the most interesting person in the room. You just need to be the most focused. When you stop trying to win people over, you start seeing them for who they are. That gives you power. You begin to know who to trust, who to stay close to, who to watch from a distance. You're no longer reacting to what people want you to see. You're seeing what's behind the surface. Every interaction is a lesson. Every moment with another person is a chance to practice. If someone talks too fast when they're nervous, notice it. If someone avoids eye contact when they lie, store that. If someone changes their tone when certain topics come up, mark it. These little details are more useful than hours of conversation. You're not guessing. You're learning from real-life data. And when you collect enough of it, you become sharper than most people who only rely on what's being said. The world is full of distractions. But if you choose to focus, even for 10 minutes a day, you'll start to develop an instinct. You'll be able to feel when someone's holding back. You'll sense tension before it turns into conflict. You'll understand group dynamics just by watching who speaks, who listens, and who shifts when certain people enter the room. These are skills that aren't taught in school, but they are skills that will set you apart in life, business relationships, everywhere. You don't need permission to start. Just begin today. Keep your mouth closed a little more. Keep your eyes open a little wider. Let silence be your tool.
Walk into conversations not just thinking about what you'll say, but what you'll notice. Who looked down when a certain question was asked? Who shifted away when a specific topic came up? These are signs. These are messages. And they're always there if you're willing to read them. This isn't about controlling people. It's about understanding them. It's about knowing how to move wisely through the world. The better you get at this, the less surprised you are by people's behavior. You see the signs long before the results show up. You feel the tension before the argument. You notice the withdrawal before the exit. You don't need to wait for life to teach you the hard way. You already saw it coming, because you've trained your attention to pick it up early. There's something powerful about being the quiet observer. People talk around you, often forgetting you're listening. They show themselves without even realizing it. And the ones who pay attention, who stay grounded and calm, who study without judging, those are the ones who rise. Because they make fewer mistakes in choosing who to trust. They waste less energy on shallow connections. They make better decisions about people, and it shows in their results. You don't need to study psychology to do this. You just need to be consistent. Every day, no matter where you are, practice reading people without interrupting, without rushing, without always needing to speak. Just watch, breathe, learn. The more you do this, the more confident you become, not because you know everything, but because you've trained your awareness. You've built a deeper kind of knowledge, the kind that doesn't come from words but from presence. And you don't always have to be serious while you do it. You can study people in normal settings, watch how friends talk to each other, how strangers move through crowds, how someone reacts to kindness or pressure. Every setting is a classroom. Every person is a lesson. If you stay curious, you'll keep learning. And as you learn, your ability to respond with clarity and strength grows naturally. You'll become someone who doesn't overreact. Someone who doesn't get fooled easily. Someone who can listen to someone's story and see what's being said and what's not. That kind of awareness brings freedom. You no longer chase people who aren't genuine. You no longer fall into the same patterns. You move smarter. You respond better. And you grow stronger without having to say much at all. So don't wait for a big moment to start practicing. Use the next conversation. Use the next meeting. Use the next dinner. And just observe. No judgment. No rush. Just presence. That presence will teach you more about people than any speech ever will. And over time you'll build a quiet skill that gives you confidence, power and peace in every room you enter. That's how you read people like a pro. That's how you grow. Quietly. Daily. Consistently.